KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media communications and journalism students at Fresno State, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello, I'm Ajua Akins. Thank you for tuning in to Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
I'm Ronan Vanthi. Today on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we hear from students about what dorm life is like.
We begin with a story about the significance of print news from student reporters at the Collegian.
Most of us consume our daily news through the internet as our world is becoming increasingly digital by the minute, but print media still plays a very important role in our world of digital news. Sabrina Van Beber spoke to several student journalists who write for our own school newspaper, The Collegian, about the significance of print news and a little bit about their roles as writers and student journalists.
The Collegian is Fresno State's one and only student newspaper run by the students for the students since 1922. Here to talk a little more today about The Collegian is Manuel Hernandez, a senior at Fresno State who also happens to be the chief editor of The Collegian.
So I'm the editor-in-chief for the newspaper, so I'm basically handling everything when it comes to production, online, and print. So we have three sections. We have news, lifestyles, and sports, and it's basically anything that's either Fresno State-related, Fresno community-related, or anything that we feel like students should learn more about.
Why should students be interested in reading The Collegian?
Well, it's a reflection of them, basically. So everything is student-run, so we're not really listening to any other outside sources when it comes to stories. We're listening to students' voices and figuring out what they want us to report on. And so it's everything campus news-related, student news-related, and just Fresno State-related. So everything you need to know is basically at The Collegian.
Printed newspapers are a great physical time capsule to have. You know, consuming your news through a tangible source is a more visceral experience. That being said, I can't remember the last time I used a newspaper. Printed newspapers will always have unique qualities that are very important to the history of journalism, but in the online world of 2023, have they become obsolete?
I feel like it's not becoming obsolete. I just think it's becoming more of a financial burden. I believe print does have its uses. We do have people come in, whether it's a breaking news story or just a feature story on someone, like much of the athletes, where they just come in and they really like seeing that physical copy. And I think it's good for, you know, historical purposes.
Next year, the Collegian is almost completely eradicating their newspaper prints.
So yeah, instead of doing a weekly newspaper, we are unable to have that financial needs to do that anymore. So now we have to do two a semester, which is going to be two big 24-page ones rather than our weekly 12-pager ones.
Check out one of the last ever printed copies of The Collegian at one of the many stands throughout campus. My name is Brina Van Beber, and this is KFSR Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
You can purchase this week's edition of The Collegian at many stands throughout our campus. New weekly editions are published every Tuesday, last year for printed paper, all digital after this semester.
There are many ups and downs of living on campus. Today, we will hear from students about their experience from navigating roommate conflicts to finding late-night study spots. We will take a closer look at what Fresno State dorm life is all about.
The Fresno State dorms are a unique experience for everyone who chooses to live there. From meeting friends at the dining hall to seeing what fun activities the staff have planned each day, there's never a dull moment. Zachary Wells lived in the dorms his freshman year at Fresno State and proudly claims it as one of his most memorable experiences of college yet.
I would say that my dorm living experience was pretty fantastic, if I'm being honest. Right now I'm in an apartment currently, but last year I lived in the dorms at Fresno State in Graves Hall. And going into it, you know, I had no idea who my roommate was going to be. I just went in for it, and it was probably one of the best experiences here at college.
One of the best aspects of living in the dorms is the friendships you create through living in such close quarters with so many different people.
So I made so many friends in the dorms, and I don't know if I could recollect on just one great memory. Every night seemed like, I know, you know, the saying, every night just seemed like a movie. It was just so much fun, and we were doing something different every night.
Gianna Ambrosini is a freshman at Fresno State, currently living in the dorms. She appreciates the benefits that come with campus student housing.
I'd for sure say my favorite part is just living so close to everything, like getting to not have to wake up like an hour early to like drive to school if I would have just like lived at home instead of just like waking up and getting to walk to class.
The many different amenities that come with living in the dorms are a huge plus for many, especially students who live far away from home.
It gave me a great appreciation for the campus and some of the things that it offers. every day just being on campus and having access to resources such as the dining hall and other food places on campus such as the Bucket, getting discounts there, and all the fun events that only someone in the dorms can experience. You know, I would say I always look back on that and think of it as a great experience here at college.
You never know what could come out of student living, and you might even meet your lifelong friends there.
My roommate that I lived with, I still live with him now in the same apartment, actually, and we rushed the same frat, and we're still best friends, and many of the people I met in the dorms I still talk to today. Two other of my friends I met on the dorms, both in different rooms. We happened to be on the same floor. We all got an apartment together, and that's where we live now. And I think I've made some of my lifelong friends. I've met my girlfriend now who I met in the dorms.
Living on campus has so many great benefits and opportunities. From being just a 5-minute walk from class to potentially meeting your best friends, the dorms can be an adventure of a lifetime if you make it.
The dorms are such a unique experience in college. You never know who you might meet or what fun activities you might find.
Do you know any students that live in dorms?
No, not really.
Well, it's nice because you're on campus, and I heard that living in dorms on campus helps with studying. And
oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm. The RSU is one of the newer buildings opened in the fall semester. A more modern student union stands overlooking the campus. While students flock to the air-conditioned building during the heat wave, Robert Rivera looks into what makes the RSU a popular spot on campus.
Early in the 2022 fall semester, the Linda and Stuart Resnick Student Union, or the RSU, was open to students and faculty to introduce a new area to study, socialize, grab a snack, or to get tutoring. Along with this new building, fees are expected to increase next year. Students are going to help pay for the building of this brand new student union, as we hear from some familiar visitors at the RSU and hear their opinions on the brand new building.
I go once a week. I go for tutoring, for stats tutoring with my wonderful community.
That was Jeanette Martinez. Jeanette utilizes the Wonderful Company Center in the RSU that is exclusive to recipients of the Wonderful Scholarship. The investors of the RSU are none other than Linda and Stuart Resnick. They also are the owners of the Wonderful Company. Wonderful scholarships are given to students in the Central Valley for the purpose of minimizing debt and encouraging more students to graduate college. Along with the new areas to study and socialize, the RSU features a small pause and go to be used as a quick stop for students to grab a snack, a drink, or even some coffee, hence the name Pause and Go.
Like the pause and goes outside the RSU because I think it is convenient for me and other students to go and grab a snack.
That was Jessica Madrid. She often visits the RSU to do homework, socialize, and to grab a quick snack before heading to class. Featured in the RSU is a balcony area. The balcony area can be used by students to do homework or socialize and oversee the central campus, including the fountain.
I go to the balcony to do my homework, and it is nice to also see the scenery out, the students and the trees. I think it is really nice. I think it's pretty peaceful and helps you focus on homework if you really want a quiet place.
RSU building is in between the Speech Arts building and the library. You can visit it Monday through Friday and is open to all students and faculty. I'm Robert Rivera with Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
Ronan, have you ever been to the RSU? I'm looking forward to the new habit and the other food stuff that's going to be going on.
I have been to the RSU. It looks really fancy and the vending machines are super futuristic. It's the last weekend of April, and you know what that means. Football fans, the NFL draft is here. And for Bulldog fans, Fresno State former QB Jake Haener and wide receiver Jalen Moreno Cropper, Jared Hickman takes us through the 3-day event and where and when the two former Bulldogs will go in the draft.
The NFL draft is here. The 3-day event is taking place in Kansas City, Missouri this year from Thursday, April 27th to Saturday, April 29th.
Eastern, pinch me. I can't believe we're here in Kansas City. I'm so excited.
The draft signifies the upcoming NFL season in September, as well as introducing a brand new wave of players into the league. For Bulldog fans, a few of our very own Bulldogs are ones of many who will wait for their name to be called this weekend. Former Fresno State quarterback Jake Haener, wide receiver Jalen Moreno Cropper, and running back Jordan Mims, to name a few of these Bulldogs that have entered themselves into the draft.
Man, Jake Haener off the mat brings the Bulldogs back in a huge victory for Fresno State.
It's really cool to see all three of them come in and embrace each other and just embrace being a Bulldog and what it meant and deciding to stick it out for that last season, even after a coaching change and all that. But
Andrew Worth is the head of creative services here at Fresno State. Worth and his team work day in and day out on creating content for Fresno State athletics and promoting the players and teams at the school, Fresno State football being one they created lots of content for.
Now, there is no certainty of who's going number one overall, two, where these teams are going to shake out. We can say there is a high likelihood of the unexpected. Some team is bound to shake it up. Which
Matthew Murphy is Worth's number two in creative, and Murphy discussed what he's done to prepare for the scenario in case any Bulldogs get drafted.
That is anybody's guess at this point. We've created content ready to go because we do not know when they're going to get picked. But when they do, we'll have that content ready to go.
And there's Hayner with that final snap in the victory formation. No one happier than that kid.
It is unclear when they will be drafted during the weekend. But one thing for sure is that the Valley will support their Bulldogs wherever they may end up.
With the first pick, the Carolina Panthers select
Jared Hickman, Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
With the end of the NFL draft, the NFL preseason can now get underway with the march to week one in September beginning now. The regular season is scheduled to start on Thursday, September 7, 2023. I would say hold on, football fans, but that's a five-yard penalty.
As we near the end of the semester, while some students are studying for exams, music students like Kirsten Burgess are preparing for special graduation performances. That melody is played by senior flutist Kristen Burgess. Burgess is graduating with her Bachelor's of Arts in flute performance. She has also been selected to perform at this year's 38th Black Graduation Ceremony on May 20. While she has always had a passion for flute performance, it wasn't her original choice when she came to Fresno State.
Flute performance kind of rolled into my life more so when I figured out I love playing the flute. Going into college, I was more towards music education. I wanted to be a band director. And then I was an assistant band director at Redwood High School, and I was there for 2 years, and I had so much fun, but it was really stressful.
While she enjoyed her job as an assistant band director at Redwood High School in Visalia, her hometown, she did not want to sacrifice her love for flute performance.
You know, maybe this isn't for me. I love kids. I love working with students and everything, but I just love performing. I love being a flute player. So I just went down that route and dove into rehearsing and practicing, making myself a better player, and I fell in love with that.
Burgess learned to overcome obstacles that many musicians experience, such as finding confidence and courage. The help and mentorship of Dr. Megan Bennett, an assistant flute professor, exposed her to opportunities that helped her face these obstacles.
She opened the door so wide for everybody in the studio, but it seemed like I took advantage of all of those opportunities and was able to win and receive and be rewarded and feel supported in all of these things because she was by my side. I felt safe, I felt secure, I felt encouraged. And that's why I'm still here.
One of Bennett's goals when she started teaching in 2020 was to prioritize connections and build opportunities for students like Kristen.
I am just so curious about the students. I'm so curious about their experiences. And I think at some point it does become very personal. As somebody that's, you know, older, that's had more experiences, you know, I really draw on those with the students. And like I said, I'm open about them and also trying to give them opportunities, you know. For Kristen specifically, like, I want her to go out and meet people of color that are doing great in the music industry.
With the help of Bennett, Burgess would like to take her experiences and show younger musicians that they can also accomplish anything if they put their heart and passion into it. You can catch Burgess's spring recital performance on May 3rd at 7:30 inside the Wahlberg Hall in the Music Building. The performance is free and open to the public.
And that wraps up our show for the week. Next week on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Raul profiles a Fuego FC soccer player in the Central Valley who is chasing his dreams in the MLS.
We'll also take a look at the state of the gaming community with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Today's episode of the Fresno State Focus Radio Edition was produced by Professor Faith Sidlow for the Department of Media, Communications, and Journalism. Our stories and interviews were produced and edited by Sabrina Van Beber, Noelani Patterson, Robert Rivera, Jared Hickman, and Adjoa Aitken.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Adjoa Aitken.
And I'm Ronan Vanthi. Have a great morning.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.